Hi everyone, your friendly neighborhood realtor John Mogg here with Justin Timberlake at Zirinsky Lake here in the Millard area. We're going to be talking about bulletproof roofing and what you really need to be paying attention to on your house to make sure that your roof is in great shape, it's going to last a long time, and the challenges that you're going to be facing when talking to insurance companies trying to make a claim on your roof after hail or different storms or any situation. And I'm going to let Justin introduce himself here.
Thanks for having me, John. What's up, everyone? It's JT, aka Pete Lilleyman, bringing sexy back to your roof every day of the week. Now, we can't always talk about JT stuff. We gotta do a little roofing today, so bear with us.
The first question that we're gonna be breaking down for you is, what are some of the telltale signs that you need to be having a roofing company come in, check out the roof, and possibly replace it?
Gotcha. So when you're looking at your roof from the ground, you might not always see damages, but things that you can see from the ground will be something like curling and blistering, which from the ground would just look like your shingle is curling up. You can also see wear and tear, which will kind of look like discoloration. Now, here in Nebraska, you're probably going to have your roof hailed out every 5 years or so. So my best advice would be, if it's not leaking and you've had somebody take a look at it, wait for the next hailstorm so that you do not have to pay out of pocket.
And that's a big challenge for a lot of buyers right now. As a real estate agent, sometimes you run into those houses that you're not always 100% confident on. And it's important for you to have an agent or have that second walkthrough, possibly calling up Pete, aka Justin Timberlake, to come do a visual spot check on your house, possibly, and make sure that it's something that we can write an offer on that you feel comfortable with. The next big thing that we should talk about is, after you get a new roof, even though we do have hailstorms on a regular basis here, you have the chance of keeping your roof around longer and really extending life and make sure you're not having that water intrusion. What's some of the things that homeowners can do to take care of the roof so they don't run into complications?
Yeah, sure. So a couple of things that will help you or help your roof last longer would be, make sure it has adequate ventilation. So that means air intake. So that's the air entering into your attic space, and then air exiting your outtake. If you have a superheated attic, it can cause the shingles to age quicker than they should. Also, maintaining the roof as far as debris build up in the valleys and whatnot, if you can have a professional or yourself come out there at least once a year to blow those off, clean those off the roof, they'll stop the decay from, you know, the roof from decaying quicker than it could. So two things that are easy: have a roofer come out there, take a look at your roof, make sure it's adequately ventilated, and then also yourself or a roofer come out and blow the debris and clean off the roof every year.
And going into the next question that most homeowners have is, that he referenced earlier on in the video, is make sure that you kind of play the games with insurance a little bit, waiting for that next storm. What complications can homeowners sometimes face without having a roofer come and inspect the property before the insurance agent comes and says something?
Sure. There's several things that you can run into. One of them is, you can actually miss the claims period where the hailstorm's already been there years ago, and the insurance company may not even cover it because it's already past that time period. If you have a roofer come out before you file a claim, he can tell you, if he's knowledgeable enough, whether it's worth to file a claim. Maybe you didn't get the eye of the storm, or maybe the hail or wind did not hit your house as hard as it hit the neighbors. Maybe you have under $1,000, which is the typical deductible with homeowners insurance, and they'll come out and say, sorry, you know, there's no money allotted for your claim because it's under your deductible. So the advantages to having somebody look at it beforehand are very beneficial to you as the customer, because you won't have a file claimed, and you can also get some education on what's going on with your roof and how much damage that you have at the time.
A lot of great information that we went over here today. Make sure that you reach out to me or Pete at Bulletproof Roofing, which I will put both our contact information below for you to reach out if you have anything that may concern you, or you've been hit by a storm anywhere in the Omaha, Lincoln area,
yep,
any other areas Nebraska that you really cover, anywhere in Nebraska that, yep, you're really needing any roofing service, he'll be able to help you out and give you that professional service that you want and do the education process with you so that you don't end up feeling like, okay, well, what actually happened to my roof? Is he actually telling everything that's truthful? Thanks for joining us, and have a great rest of your day.
Thanks, guys. Peace.